Rubber game of the series between the Mets and Braves. Matt Harvey on the mound for New York going up against Jaime Garcia making his Atlanta debut. 1-0 Braves in the fifth. Two men on for Travis d'Arnaud facing Garcia.
D'Arnaud drives one to the gap in left center field. That's down for a base hit. It'll go to the wall. Walker's in with the tying run. Bruce is right behind him, and he will score. It's a two-run double for Travis d'Arnaud, and the Mets take a 2-1 lead. In the air, deep down the left field line, hooking toward the pole. It's out of here! Flores strikes again against the left-hander, and the Mets have a 4-1 lead. Kemp, it's another rocket. Forget that. That is way out of here. Matt Kemp hits his second of the night.
Tomahawk on his chest. Deal, swing, bouncing ball, base hit in the left. And a chance to get another run. The Mets will indeed add to the lead. Michael Conforto coming around. He will score.
Now the 1-2. Struck him out.
Wow.
Fernando Salas gets Swanson with a fastball to strand three in the top of the eighth.
The Mets take 2 of 3 from the Braves to start the season as they win at 6-2. Matt Harvey the victory, allowing 2 runs in 6 2/3 frames. Neil Walker with 2 hits and an RBI. Matt Kemp with his 11th career multi-homer game. Mets manager Terry Collins on his team's victory and taking 2 of 3 from the Braves.
Terry, what impressed you most about Matt tonight?
Well, he followed the plan that certainly we talked about before the game, and that was he didn't try to overthrow. He used all his pitches. He commanded all his pitches. Everything we talked about earlier was, you know, he executed it tonight, you know, right to the end was, hey, look, go out and pitch, and he did that.
How different is his pace on the mound when he's feeling better like he is right now?
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. You know, when you're trying to get the feeling back in your hand, you know, between pitches, when which happened a year ago, when you're feeling good, you get the ball and get on the mound. Especially when things are going good, you get in a rhythm and you just kind of stay with that.
Yeah, who's next? James.
Terry, just over a month ago, I think early in spring training, when we first got into games, you know, he was like low 90s, command wasn't there. Just, I guess, how impressed are you with the progress he's shown in a month, and then what is kind of left for him to continue progressing over the
season? Well, James, obviously, you know, you can't get caught up in what you see, especially in the beginning of spring training, because there's so many things that go on, you know, throughout the spring. But, you know, what we were hoping to see is that there was more arm strength coming, which we've seen. Once we started seeing the arm strength coming back, now the next thing was the command of his pitches. He's got an outstanding slider. He's got a tremendous changeup, and he's got to move the fastball around. And so we're looking for that next stage to be able to locate those pitches and, you know, to pitch both sides of the plate. And when that was coming, you're just saying now, hey, look, you got to be patient because it's all falling into place. And, you know, we don't know what the ceiling's going to be, but, you know, we say it about a lot of guys. This guy's a special guy, and I think if anybody, you're going to look up hopefully in the middle of summer, and he's going to be back to where he was. Now, is he going to be throwing 98 again? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think Matt Harvey can pitch as good as anybody when he's at 93 to 95, and he showed it tonight.
Yeah, over here. Richie.
Yeah. A little more offense tonight. Is this just kind of a result of playing a few games, getting more into routine?
Well, I hope so. I hope that's what it is. And, you know, we've got to get some at-bats under our belts for guys and in game situations. You know, last night was the first night game we've played since last October. We didn't play any in the spring. We didn't play any when we got here until last night. So, you know, there's a lot of dynamics that go into it that these guys fall into routines. And hopefully, you know, as we get into the next few days, they kind of settle in and we start to see some more offense.
Okay, who's next? You're Richie.
Terry, you know, you talk about that, and just trying to follow up on that, Wilmer Flores hasn't had a lot of plate appearances. He comes in against the lefty tonight, and he's such a viable option against southpaws. Can you talk about, as a young player, how you kind of grip that opportunity and how he's done that in his
career?
Well,
I'll tell you, Rich, I'm going to put it all on Wilmer. You know, he came up here, and he was, you know, an everyday guy, and 2 years ago in 15, he was the shortstop for most of the season, playing every day. Then a year ago when we got Cabby, he was relegated to a backup role. And, you know, and you knew he wasn't very happy about it because he shouldn't be. to be honest. He shouldn't be happy. He should want to play every day, which he does. But you know what he did? He grasped the opportunity to say, hey, look, I got to make a difference here. I got to hit left-handed pitching because that's how I'm going to get in the lineup. And he worked at it. He worked very, very hard at it. And he, when he's in there, he knows he's got to do damage. And you look at those numbers he's put up against left-handed pitching, they're really incredible. So I salute him. This is how he approached it and said, look, I'm going to play. This is when I'm going to play, and I got to get my chance and make the most when I get those chances, and he's done that.